one doctor for myself or for my kids. So we, all the doctors that we were previously with, were all in MediShare.
And she says the process has been fantastic.
I got off the phone and I was like, that's what it should be like. It was a pleasurable experience. An encouraging experience at that.
MediShare might be just the thing you're looking for your family, your budget. Use the savings for other things. Why not get your questions answered? Find out how much you can save. You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
The nation officially has a new top spy. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
At the swearing-in ceremonies for the new CIA Director Gina Haspel, President Trump says the agency contains the most elite intelligence professionals on the planet.
The exceptional men and women of this agency deserve exceptional leadership, and in Gina Haspel, that is exactly what you're getting.
Haspel's the first woman to head the spy agency. She's a career CIA operative and manager, and she succeeds Mike Pompeo, who has become the Secretary of State.
Today, Martin Truex Jr. and his entire Furniture Row Racing team were recognized at the White House for winning the 2017 NASCAR Cup Championship. Truex Jr. also presented President Trump with a gift.
So this is a replica of the exact helmet I wore, which is a very special helmet to me, with a special paint job with some special moments from our team, Sherry and I together, and some of the great accomplishments we had together.
This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1. Which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
If it's up to the Illinois Senate, medical marijuana use will now be allowed at schools. The Senate passed a measure 50-2, which allows students with a medical marijuana card to consume medical marijuana at school. Now, the governor does have 60 days to act on this bill. Jeffrey Hunt, though, he's a public policy vice president at Colorado Christian University. He's not a big fan of this idea.
The FDA has clearly said that marijuana is detrimental for children to take. It said this for two reasons. One is that the current science shows that children who take marijuana have long-term detrimental effects when it comes to brain development. And secondly, much of this marijuana that's being prescribed by doctors is not FDA approved. Therefore, we have no idea what the side effects are to it. We have no idea what the long-term effects are. And we have no idea what happens when you combine marijuana with other medications.
Ava Pence has a child who does have a medical marijuana prescription.
So first of all, I think that we should reframe what's happening here. These aren't children bringing marijuana to school. This is a product that's being brought to school by a responsible adult and being left in the school health room where it is secured. It's a step in the right direction because this is medicine and it should be treated as such. And if it is allowing these children equal access to an education, it's absolutely necessary.
No word as of yet from the Republican governor on whether he will sign this bill or not. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we're live here at Hatton Hunterdon, and I have guests in the studio. We're also streaming live. So as usual, we start out with a quote of the day, and our quote today is this. There is no such thing as objectivity. We are all just interpreting signals from the universe and trying to make sense of them. Dim, shaky, weak, staticky little signals that only hit at the complexity of a universe we cannot begin to understand. And that is a quote from Bones, the doctor in the photo. And we're talking a little bit today about interpretation of art and how an artist interprets their work, and an upcoming show that is Sunday, June 3rd from 10 to 4 in Flemington. So we have a lot of ground to cover, and we also have a live demonstration from one of our artists today. So I'm going to pay the bills as usual, and then we'll be back to do the introductions right after the weather. Stay with us.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hatton Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hatton Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
And we're back on the radio, and we're going to figure out the weather today. Well, it's beautiful out today. Today is a day of pure hints of summer, and it felt so good after all the rain that we had. I wasn't sure if it was ever going to stop raining. We had a day today that made me just want to jump into life, where the days where it was raining, I had very negative thoughts. So it's beautiful. Hope you're out there enjoying it. It's about 77 degrees and some fair skies. And just so you know, when it's bad weather, we don't like to read it. We just kind of skip over it and we go into next week. But so far, it looks okay. Tomorrow, we have some showers and some thunderstorms Tuesday night. But we have a high of 79 on Wednesday. And Thursday's our beach day. It's a high of 78. So that's not too bad. I can't believe we're actually closing in on Memorial Day weekend this weekend. So just a reminder for our listeners, there will be no Hot and 100 next Monday. We'll be off the air celebrating Memorial Day. We're going to do a commercial, and then we'll be back to introduce our guests.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
And we're back here live in the studio, and I'm going to kick us right off to introduce our artists, so they'll be able to see you, and now they will have a voice for each of you here in the studio. Thanks so much for being on the show. We're going to start with Ina, because I have to fix Sheila's mic. So, Ina, you are going to be narrating this portion of the show for just a moment, okay? If you can introduce yourself and tell us why you're here.
Hello. It's so nice to be here today. My name is Ina Dzhenibikova. I'm the owner of Small Jewish Studio on Main Street here in Flemington. And today we'll be talking about Flemington Fine Artisans Show. That's a sixth year we're having that show. We're looking forward to it. Now Sheila, maybe you can introduce yourself.
And Sheila's doing a demonstration for us here live in the studio, and we switched her around so everyone would be able to see our beautiful poster as well as give Sheila some tabletop room. So I was a very bad guest host for my guest today, so she is all set up. We'll see how your mic is doing now, Sheila.
Hi, I'm Sheila Fernekes. Thanks so much for bearing with me and the little reorganization that we had to do. It's so nice to be here again and looking forward to the show that we have on Sunday, June 3rd.
Absolutely. And we'll just start right with a little explanation about you're an artist and you design bead, different types of jewelry, necklaces, and maybe you could talk a little bit about the work you brought today.
Sure. I've been doing this now about 16 years. I started out actually as an art teacher and then went on to graphic design. And about 16 years ago, I wanted to return to my art roots and found beadwork. And I'm basically using ancient Native American and African beadweaving techniques to make contemporary jewelry. And some of the things I've brought, I have polished sea glass, which is very popular now with the weather, now that we're approaching Memorial Day weekend and the summer. So I will be having a lot of pieces like this, and you could see what I'm doing. I found these wonderful buttons in Santa Fe, and I take beads and I embellish. In here I have different shapes of the sea glass. And men shouldn't feel that they're going to be left out, because I do have cuffs for men that I'm using Navajo rugs as my inspiration to do the beads. And they're standard leather cuffs. And I'll have several of these in our Flemington show. And I'm often asked, how do I make my pieces? And I have some of my larger bead jewelry in different stages, and I thought perhaps I'd share with you some of the process that goes into it. These are made with beaded orbs, and what I do is I take these very itty-bitty little beads, and I'm beading around acrylic orbs like this. But first, I start with my polymer clay beads, and that's what you're seeing here. And it starts with a plug, like so. And this is kind of my template, and I'm wrapping polymer clay around it. And first, this has to get it's baked or fired at a low temperature of 300 degrees. We in the polymer world like to say fired or cured rather than baked, but there's like a designated oven for it. And
so it's not in a kiln. It doesn't get it fired in a kiln?
No, because it's a low temperature. And then after you get this plug, what I basically do is take a piece like this.
Now, Sheila, can I just ask
sure.
about the plugs? So are you actually putting them into a type of formation to before you fire them? Are you actually creating that piece that you're holding now?
Yes. I'm actually, this started out as a very long like tube, if you will, that I roll out and form. Then I cover it with black polymer clay, and then it gets fired.
Then
I cut it into pieces and put these caps on each end. It gets mm-hmm. fired again. Then after these are fired and sanded a bit to refine the edges and all, then I start putting a veneer on, and that's what you have starting here. So I did this bottom half of the veneer, and it gets fired again. So it'll be ready for the next part of the veneer. Then what you're getting are beads like this. And even the textures that you're getting have to be fired again. So it goes through a process of about five firings. And then it gets sanded and refined even further before it gets, you know, strung and drilled.
Now, do you always use the black polymer clay?
Not always. This is my Coloristel Soul collection. And they all have a similar feel, although each one is a one-of-a-kind. And for this, I've used black because I think it makes the colors pop.
It's very, very pretty.
And
how long does it take to for start to finish when you start to think about a piece that you're going to design and all of these different firings and stringing?
Well, you can imagine just, you know, the process of the polymer beads alone because of all the different firings. I did like a small collection at one time. I would say that each necklace easily takes about 30 hours by the time you're through because even doing, you know, these beads, they're layered with these. See these little itty-bitty beads? That's basically what I'm using.
Amazing.
And I don't know whether your viewers can see these, but they're really quite small.
I'll take some additional pictures at the break, and we can certainly put them on Facebook.
And these aren't even the smallest ones, but I start making a slip cover around acrylic orbs, and that's what I have here. And it's very much like knitting, where I'm going to start decreasing around the orb. But I basically take the beads. Let's see if I could see here, because I'm not using my good beading glasses, so bear with me. But I'm taking the beads basically one or two at a time. And the light in here is
sorry.
Not what I have at home. But just so you get
just
the idea.
So we could see the process.
So I'm basically weaving
That's amazing.
The beads. That and I
amazing.
Go through several times. So once I get the whole foundation around the acrylic orb, then I start layering, which you could see here, because they have like little crevices, and that's where I go in with the complementary colors of the beads. But this process, I mean, one bead could take a couple of hours because of the nature of how I go through each bead several passes and then do layers. And these beads could be 3 to 4 layers, but that's kind of my signature bead.
That's amazing. I'm so glad you brought that in so we could see the detail of that and how it becomes a piece on a necklace, what it starts from. I don't think anyone can really understand that without seeing the breakdown of it. Otherwise, you think that you just bought those beads somewhere mm-hmm. and they were picked up. So
and it's really like having a palette of beads because I'm using what I come up with, the polymer designs. Like this one features the black dots with the punchy colors. And this to me is almost like a carnival. And that's what sort of dictates or tells me where to go with the beads. And as you can imagine, I have a whole lot of colors that I just love to use. It's like painting with the beads to me.
Well, obviously you must love it. It's a labor of love, each bead that you're making there. We have to do a commercial break, but we'll be back in the studio to talk a little bit more with our artists and about the Flemington Fine Artisan Show, which is Sunday, June 3rd, right here in Flemington from 10 to 4. And we have a little theme with our artists today because Kathy will be joining us on the phone and Ina is here. And all individuals who started doing different forms of art or were involved in different careers or corporate world and now are artists, full-time artists. So that's always exciting. We'll be back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment in
everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we're back in the studio. I'm your host today, Georgine Trinkle from Hot Hunterdon. I have Sheila and Ina with me here today. We have one demonstration, which was absolutely amazing, by Sheila, who was able to show us the intricate work of her signature pieces and the time and process that was used. And now we're going to turn this way for our watching audience. We don't usually have viewers, but now we have both viewers and listeners. And start with Ina, who brought some beautiful pieces to tell us a little bit about. These are some, and I should say again that both of these artists and many more, which we'll be talking to another artist in just a few minutes, and on our Facebook page, there's many different pictures from some of the artists that will be at the June 3rd show. But Ina, please tell me what you brought with you today.
I brought several examples of my signature work. I do enameling in my studio. I have a kiln. Enamel is very finely ground glass in different colors. When applied onto a metal surface and fired at 1450 Fahrenheit, so it's a very high temperature, the glass fuses to the surface of metal. It could be copper, it could be silver, gold, it could be steel. And it bonds permanently, so becoming one layer. You can create amazing things with it by building layers of color. My technique, my favorite approach to enameling is more experimental and painterly. I like everything, you know, with flowers, birds, like little critters. So I have quite a few birds in, you know, bird designs in my collection that I like to make. Medallions.
Are the birds I've seen, I've been to some of the shows where you've been there as an artist, and I always look at the birds. I'm always drawn to them. Is there something about them that you started making the things?
You know, for some reason I started many years ago, started drawing finches. Most of my finches are actually real finches, so there are crazy colored birds like that in nature. So I explored drawing them, and I wanted to simplify them to almost like a cartoon, very simple shape, and just change colors inside. So I started stenciling them. So I have some, you know, like sketchbooks filled with just stenciled finches. So that kind of prompted me to try that design when I started making jewelry. And that is a pin. It also has a little adapter on the back, so it can be worn as a pendant as well on a necklace. But I don't know. There's just something about the birds that bring my fancy. I don't know. I like them. Also flowers. You see, like there is a.
And she has her ring on as well.
Yeah.
And could you just lift that up a little bit for the camera? Yeah,
oh,
that's
can
beautiful.
Can you see that?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you see that?
Perfect. Thank you. They're really beautiful. And that's the enamel work. And then you also brought a pendant and
well,
a
necklace. This is like a big chunky piece just to show my Oceanic Life-inspired collection. Under the microscope, so some organisms that live in water in oceans, they look amazing. They look like pieces of lace or like castles, like gear. So that piece shows one of those designs that I made. It's pierced and carved silver that's been oxidized. So, and I have a variety of sizes and kind of, you know, designs in that series of work.
And that process, you actually are firing it?
That's I made these pieces in different ways. There is you can use carved wax and then cast with lost wax casting. You can cast your silver pieces like that, or you can use sheet metal and just use like jeweler's saw to carve all the holes. And I've done it all, like, in different ways. So it's always a process, I'm telling you.
If we had our writer from last week, we might have a whole new horror story, different plot about the artists and their what they're doing with their tools there. That is so intricate, that work there. And the birds are just, they're beautiful. Something draws your eye to them. There's so much color there, but they're one piece. It's really, they're really beautiful. And you brought your pendant, a pendant along as well.
Yes. That's also like a pendant, a painted cameo almost. Mm. Am I saying it right now?
Yes.
Or medallion. But it's not really opening. It looks a little bit Victorian. I don't know. I made several, like a series of pieces when I just thought about garden, you know, and wanted to make like some roses and stuff.
Very interesting. So we're getting a little behind the scenes on what inspires our artists. And this event, we should say, that is on June 3rd, is at the Stengel Factory, which is, if you're putting something into your GPS, it's 4 Stengel Road in Flemington. And Let's talk a little about the logistics before we're joined by another artist on the phone. Tell me why this venue. Anyone?
It is very well suited for a show like that. Don't you think, Sheila?
I do.
It's just such a character to it.
It's the heart of Flemington, I think, in so many ways. I mean, it's a historic building, the whole Stengel factory, not to mention how convenient it is, but it's the heart of the borough, and it has a lot of personality. And when all the artists set their booths up in this venue, mm-hmm. It's very accessible as far as moving around in it, but it lights up, and there's really magic. I don't know how else to explain it, but the lights go on in the booths, and it's a magical place.
It is, indeed.
And we should say that it is very close. Many people over the years have been familiar with Liberty Village. Mm-hmm. So if they've been to Liberty Village, they can easily find the Stengel Factory. And there's no admission.
No, it's free.
And the parking's free. And there is plenty of parking. I don't know if it was last. Was last year the torrential rain during the show, maybe?
Yes.
It was one of them. Yeah. Yes.
And it was right. The only parking lot that wasn't flooded, I think. There's plenty of free parking. It is, of course...
We're indoors.
We're
not scared of rain.
No,
that's the best part.
That's
yeah,
right.
Whatever the weather, it's going to
be
great.
It was amazing how many people actually came despite the rain last year.
You know what was nice also? A lot of people met there. Neighbors they hadn't seen in a while or actually setting up a time to meet their friends and neighbors. So it was really a nice meeting place. It was very community-oriented, and it was very much like I remember Flemington when I first moved here. If you remember that kind of atmosphere, that's exactly what it was, and puts a big smile on your face.
Absolutely.
Oh, who is calling?
We're going to just put that call on hold for a moment so we can figure out the audio for that.
There's one other thing about that venue that I think is really interesting, and that's the kilns that are inside. My booth happens to be in front of one of them, but they're very interesting. There were a lot of people who came and took pictures of it and really wanted to see that area.
It is really
cool.
It really is. If you haven't been there, if you have never looked up the history of pottery to Flemington and to New Jersey as well, it is such an amazing bit of history that you can learn from seeing the pottery.
And then they have a nice display inside of
that,
too. They
do. They do. And then to actually be able to go inside the kiln, it's just really cool. It's really cool. And what I want to say about the Flemington Fine Artisan Show, I've been there a few times, and I go to many different artist shows. I like to look around and see what people create, and especially if you can meet the artist there. I think that in the world of internet shopping and in a world where we don't know each other and we are really just, it's just so distanced from buying, you know, something from an artist that you know where they were when they made it or what inspired them. The story, to me, is part of the interpretation of the art. It's what makes me drawn to certain artists or to certain work. So it's not often where you really get the atmosphere where you can talk to an artist and take 5 minutes or 10 minutes and not feel the pressure that you have to move on. So it is such a great way to walk around. And there are some things to plan your day around, starting off with a show, and your show runs from 10 until 4. Now, I do have to do some logistics here because we do have someone who called in on the phone for 4:30, and we like to do a little break here at 4:30, so we will be back in just one moment.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we're back in the studio, and I believe we're joined by Kathy. Kathy, can you hear us? Hi, Kathy.
Yes.
Hi, excellent. This is Georgine Trinkle. You're live here at Hot and Hunterdon. You're in our studio with us here, and I have Ina and Sheila. If you don't mind just introducing your first and last name for our listening. We don't have you on video because you're on our phone here, but if we can get your voice and your first and last name, that would be appreciated.
Okay. My name is Kathleen Lang Metaxas. And my medium for the Flemington show is fiber art, hand-dyed silk scarves and aprons.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Kathy, for joining us here. I have to mute our guests that are in the studio to keep the interference down while you're on the phone. So we'll just take a few minutes to talk about your work and that you will be one of the artists. This will be your first appearance at the Flemington Fine Artisan Show. I know you certainly do many different shows, but it's your first time being able to join us here in Flemington at the Stengel Factory on June 3rd. So we're really excited to be able to see your work. And I thought your story of how you came to be an artist and how you find your art was very fascinating. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yes, well, I actually decided to become an artist 20 years ago on a milestone birthday. I just kind of said, okay, it's time to do this. I was at the time in real estate mortgage financing, and I signed up at Bucks County Community College. I found my way to printmaking, which found my way to papermaking and what have you. And then I started teaching classes at the Arts Council of Princeton. I was asked to fill in for another instructor in the area of eco-printing, and I did. And at the end of the week, I realized that I could make functional art without destroying the environment, which was always a passion of mine in printmaking. I always was drawn to non-toxic inks and methods, so it was a way for me to bring home everything and also make functional art.
And you do more than really, you're actually helping the environment as you walk around the forest and you find, or the environment, and you find different pieces that can be added to your work, which is that journey, the artist's journey, I think, is exceptional and very interesting.
Yes, that really was a draw for me, that I could literally go out and gather leaves that have fallen on the ground, metal items, rusty objects, and actually use them as the actual design elements. And then when I'm finished with them, they don't end up in the landfill. The plant material finds its way to my compost bin, and any of the rusty metal that I can't use anymore gets scrapped. So this was very important, a very important piece for me, to be able to make work and actually help the environment.
And it's really interesting to us, Kathy, to be able to find artists that want to share that piece of themselves, how you connect to the environment, how you connect to your quest of finding things that you can showcase or highlight, or finding a way to make them fit into your artist's eye. We really enjoy that piece, that intimate bit of art making. And I think it's one of the highlights of the Flemington Fine Artisan Show. While you haven't been an artist there, I know Sheila or Ina could speak to certainly the atmosphere. You mentioned a little bit when the lights come on, Sheila, that it's magical, but also just that there's room for the artist to show their work, if it's stained glass or it's painting, some of the different things. So everyone has some room and the ability to have some foot traffic and really see and highlight what the artist is displaying.
I like what you said also about getting to speak with the artist. When you go to look for something special, you're really getting one of a kind and very limited editions of fine art. And I think I could speak for Ina and many of the artists, too. I mean, these are like my children. So, yes, of course, I love talking about the inspiration. And I think it means a lot to people when they purchase something for themselves or as a gift. They'll often ask, you know, what's it made of and what inspired it. And I will write up a little card about it. And it becomes very meaningful. And there's an energy, I think, among the artists. I haven't met Kathy directly. I'm looking forward to meeting you, Kathy. I've seen your work, and it's beautiful. But there's
Thank
something
you.
About the energy of artists getting together, and we inspire each other.
Kathy, are you going to... This is Ina. Hello, by the way.
I'm sorry? What was the question?
Not the question. Hi, Kathy. It's Ina.
Hi.
Yes, I wanted to say that you will do some... you will show a demo, right, at your... at the
yes.
show.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What I do is I bring with me some scarves that or aprons that have not been dyed yet. And I also bring finished work. And in the depending on how busy it is, I will actually be showing folks what the before and the after product is. So they will actually participate in either helping me design by placing items on the scarf or apron, or they will and they will see a finished product using those exact plant materials and types of metals, and they very quickly start to understand what I'm doing. And not only is it surprising for everyone as well as me, but many people, almost everyone seems to appreciate that nature's giving us the color, and it is beautiful. And people are just naturally drawn to that, and they're naturally drawn to an item that does not destroy the earth.
Thank you, Kathy, for sharing that and for sharing a little bit about your artist's story. We are happy to know that you'll be at the Stengel Factory on June 3rd, and we can see a demonstration. And I think that's another unique characteristic of the Flemington Fine Artisan Show, because it's about the art and it's about the artists. And I think that that's a special gift, perhaps, because the organizers are artists themselves. They want
right.
to be able to showcase that. So, Kathy, thank you. I will look forward to meeting you at your booth on June 3rd. We thank you for your time today joining us, and we certainly appreciated your entrance into art and how you are doing your part to recycle and recolor things so that they are beautiful again.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me, everyone.
Thank you again. And we go back to our guests in the studio. And I wanted to dive into some of the questions we were talking about the different artists. And I think it's important for people to know the different variety of thing. Everyone has been to some type of show where there are 25 necklace individuals, vendors, and this is very different. These are artists and crafters. This is about art. It's about demonstration. And you have carefully selected a unique characteristics or qualities of each of the artists that will be at the show. And that doesn't mean that it's not affordable art. Sometimes people think when it's unique and exclusive, more exclusive, that it's not affordable. But that's not the case at all. So can you talk a little bit about the artist selection and who will be at the show, either or both of you? I just try to cut down on the noise disturbance.
Yes. Well, the show is juried, and we carefully select people to represent a greater diversity. We have several categories of art and craft at the show, and
only a few people in each category. It's not like overwhelmingly something.
I like to say that it's a selection, not a saturation.
Exactly.
There are
within each category, everybody is very different, and that makes it special as well.
Absolutely. Even the stained glass, you may have two or three stained glass artists, but it may be garden pieces, it may be window pieces, it may be pieces that you hang. You know, there's so much diversity in the types of art.
Yes. Well, that's the point, actually, that, right? That was the goal of the show from the very beginning. We wanted to have a great diversity. For people to, you know, it has to be interesting. You know, artists need to be appreciated as for what they do. Well, this time we have fine art, jewelry, ceramics, woodwork, fiber art, basketry, photography.
And the fiber art is both decorative and wearable.
Home decor.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes. Woodwork.
Yes. In each category, there's maybe one, two, or maximum three artists.
And most of our artists are from this local area. A few of them are about an hour or so away. But
yeah,
everyone
only a few people that are a little bit over an hour away from Flemington. The rest are within the driving distance. So they're quite local.
Which is very nice. I
it
think
is.
People appreciate that.
It is. And there's a lot of talent in this area.
There certainly is. It's amazing when you see certain things, certainly painters. Mm-hmm. You'll see something on a website, and it'll be amazing, and then you'll find out about the artist, and, you know, they live around the block. I think because this area is so beautiful that some people are drawn to it that have that ability to recreate the atmosphere and the environment.
I'm especially excited about the artists who are doing the show this year. We have some well-known people who developed following in the area. If I have time, I would like to maybe mention
you know what?
Artists.
You know, we'll go into a commercial break, and then when we come back, we can talk about a couple of the artists. I always say radio time is faster than any other time. So we'll have about 15 minutes left
Excellent.
Of our last segment, so we can certainly cover that.
Okay.
Before we get into that, and then I have to interrupt you, let me do the breaks now, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today. at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Everyone doesn't know, but you're just my experiment. I can't get my music to play. It's either it's the plug or it's my phone. I haven't been able to figure it out, but I figured with witnesses, maybe I would have some good luck. So we're back in the studio here with Ina and Sheila talking about the Flemington Fine Artisan Show on Sunday, June 3rd, from 10 to 4. That is at the Stengel Factory, which is in Flemington, very near to what most people probably remember coming back to this area as a tourist area, which was Liberty Village. And once, there used to be great buses that would pull up outside of Liberty Village, very accessible from Route 12, Route 31, very close to the main street in Flemington. And there is no admission, and there's free parking. So there are not too many artisan shows where both of those things happen. So I want to make sure people know it. It's Sunday, June 3rd from 10 to 4. And we wanted to talk about, we had Kathy on the phone talking about her scarves and textile. We had Sheila doing a demonstration about her process for her necklaces and her polymer beads. And we had Ina share some of her enamel work with us today. But there's many more artists that are coming. Before the break, Ina mentioned specifically basket weaving and all different things. So if we could just, kind of pick an artist or two, or just talk about some of the variety within the types of artists that will be at the Flemington Fine Artist Show.
One of the categories that has been really popular is our fine art category, and we have several really wonderful artists who are quite different from each other. We have Bob Girardi returning, and he's quite the collectible artist, particularly in this area. When you see his work, it's very distinctive, and he does some miniatures, some larger pieces, but his landscapes and scenes are really quite wonderful.
Realistic, right?
Yes, a realistic artist. And then we have someone quite different in Nancy Stark, who paints very whimsical animals.
Right.
They have great personality, and one of the neat ways that she displays them is on shelves, and that's something for home decor. You don't always have to hang it on a wall. You could see it on the shelf, and they look terrific. Then there's Helena Van Emmerich Finn, who's a pastel artist. Beautiful, beautiful scenes. She does a lot of work in plein air, meaning that she's outdoors actually doing the piece while she's outdoors. But she also has wonderful animals, farm scenes, really beautiful. And Donna Gretkowski is a new artist to us. Very colorful landscapes that I think people will enjoy.
And I want to mention that you do have Kathy. Obviously, we introduced her as an artist that was new to the Flemington Fine Artisan Show. Not a new artist, just new to the show. I know she's had some scheduled conflicts in the past. And you mentioned another new person that will be at the show. So I think it's nice that it's not the same group each time, that there's a variety and there's an opportunity to look at different work. And I just have to ask, the bear picture, the car
yes,
bear. Can we talk about that?
Nancy Stark.
It's amazing.
It is, right?
Amazing.
Yeah. And if you've seen the rooster also, it just grabs your attention.
I did not see it. Yeah.
The animal faces are wonderful. Yeah, that's Nancy Stark.
She also makes cards and prints, but I think you don't want to pass up her original paintings. They're really quite wonderful.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. And we have some of those pictures on our Facebook page, but you just stop and in amazement and wonder, just like the time it takes to put a necklace together and that care, starting from such a small, tiny bead, which isn't even your smallest bead.
No. And I think you'll find also one of the reasons we select who we do, I know with Ina and myself, for those artists who are returning, you're not going to see the same thing necessarily that you saw before. We always try to evolve and bring new items, fresh items.
We have several
artists that are joining us for the first time, which I'm so excited about. Clothing, one of a kind.
One of them is Anna Polonsky. And Anna, I met her at a show in Princeton years and years ago, and her booth was always across from mine. And always mouth-watering, wonderful clothing, and yes. She's terrific as well. But very popular, people just gravitate.
She's quite yeah. well known in the area.
She has
she's
beautiful clothes.
Around. That's for sure. Oh, we have mm-hmm. two exceptional ceramic artists. Janice Cutler-Gear has been with us for a number of times, so. Mm-hmm. She is fairly known here, and the brand new person is Kimberly Hardiman. Mm-hmm. She is very different, uses a lot of hand-build, like sculptural additions to her ceramics. Oh my gosh, I'm so thrilled that she's joining us. This is great.
I have to give a shout out to my good friend Phyllis Lerner, who is a graphic designer, and she brings that sensibility to her scarves, which she finds very unusual fibers, and even in her travels. And some of her new work is very exciting. But she's local to Flemington. A lot of people have collected her scarves as well, so that's very exciting.
It is exciting, and it's so great when the local artists become recognized for their work mm-hmm. or a certain type of mm-hmm. piece that brings them recognition, because it's difficult being an artist.
And that leads me to Jim Rocco, who many people who have gone through 100 and Central High School know him as a counselor. And when I was doing work for the high school, my husband taught there for 36 years, I knew Jim in that context. But he's been really a master woodworker for several years.
Yes.
And he will be joining us again as well.
Yeah.
I was afraid teaching became some type of consumable art I wasn't aware of, so that's good to know. So he carves items? Like what type of art?
It's wood turning, and he makes bowls and vessels and lamps and just wonderful, wonderful wood-turned pieces.
Yep, out of various kinds of wood, type mm-hmm. of wood. Yeah. So we have quite a few people with a great sense of humor at the show, right? So
yes.
We mentioned Nancy Stark already, but yes. there is Eileen yes. Pressman Reader, who makes those fantastic, fun, interesting narratives. You know, her sculptures have stories. She uses polymer clay to make her work, and
I love her teapots. If you look at Eileen's teapots, be sure to take the lid off, because she always has a surprise.
There is something inside. There's always something inside. Yeah, there's a piece of sculpture, you know, you open it and there is something whimsical, a surprise. Irina Skana, she's a knitter and a felter, and she makes those fabulous toys. With so much sense of humor and personality. I just love her work.
So we want to make sure that everyone knows the logistics of this. We're quickly wrapping up our hour here. We have just a few more minutes. So I just want to say again, it's Sunday, June 3rd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's at the Stengel Factory, which is 45 Stengel Road, if you want to put it in your GPS. If you're from the area, just go to where the kiln used to be, and it's near Liberty Village, accessible from all areas. And it's a great weekend to be in Hunterdon County and be able to do different things. June 2nd, Saturday, is Community Day down in West Amwell, I guess that is. And then on Sunday, June 3rd, from 10 to 4, you can attend the Flemington Fine Artisans Show. And again, starts at 10. It'd be great. There's picnic benches outside. You can bring bagels and coffee, sit outside and enjoy this beautiful weather, and then meet a group of people, go through the artisan show, talk to some of the artists, be able to do some demonstrations, and hopefully get some wonderful, unique, one-of-a-kind gifts and presents. I know I actually have my first Christmas present I bought the other day. So
really?
It's never too early, because it is so difficult to find things. And I've had about three internet purchase shopping things. I really don't like it. I want to see what I'm buying. I want to touch it. I want to feel it. And so it's never too early to get those Christmas presents out. Will this be your only show this year? Or
The Flemington Show happens twice a year.
Okay.
The next one will be at the end of October. It's October 28th, I believe. It's Sunday.
We'll still have a fall show, but it never is too early to shop for holiday gifts. So whatever the holiday is, anniversaries, weddings, you always need those unique things that you are proud to give away, something that, you know, speaks to someone else. You know, if you have someone who loves birds, it's the perfect time to pick up an item and treat yourself. I think we've all learned that we have to practice self-care, and that may include buying a beautiful piece of jewelry that speaks to you. So I want to thank you so much for joining
thank
me
you
today.
Very much. Thank you.
And being a guest here, a recurring guest here at Hot and Hunterdon. It's a pleasure to have you, and we appreciate having Kathy call in for us as well today. So again, the Flemington Fine Artisan Show, Sunday, June 3rd from 10 to 4. And you can have a variety of different handmade arts and items with the artist that will be there. And that is at the Stengel Factory, 4 Stengel Road in Flemington. And it is free admission and free parking. And there really is plenty of parking. And then certainly there you can plan your day around this area. There are so many wonderful and amazing and beautiful things to do. The Iris Farm is probably open and blooming. You could go take a ride down there. We have beautiful parks here. So many great things to make it a family day or just a day for yourself, just to enjoy art and the artists that keep us motivated and able to really see the beauty in things, to take something small and create it and make it into something so special. So thanks for sharing your time with us here today. And we're going to do our commercials, and we have another show coming up in the studio. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump met with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and FBI Director Christopher Wray amid allegations that the FBI planted an informant in the Trump campaign during the 2016 presidential election. Emily Compagno is a former federal prosecutor. She explains what needs to be transparent during this whole investigation.
The results of this investigation and anything that they uncover, and in fact, even just before this, we had someone saying, look, Every day something new occurs. So I think it behooves us all to have that information be as transparent as possible, because again, all we have to go on is reading between redacted lines and what we see on social media.
The president and vice president, along with other cabinet members today, attended the swearing-in ceremony today of the new CIA director, Gina Haspel. Quick look at Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up right around 300 points. This is USA Radio News.
So here's a great question. How much would you save if you joined MediShare for your healthcare program? The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You might save more. Tammy left a major company and needed a new way ahead for her family. She'd heard about the savings with MediShare, but was wondering about the network of providers.
Once we started the program, I have not had to switch one doctor for myself or for my kids. So all the doctors that we were previously with were all in MediShare.
And she says the process has been fantastic.
I got off the phone and I was like, that's what it should be like. It was a pleasurable experience. An encouraging experience at that.
MediShare might be just the thing you're looking for your family, your budget. Use the savings for other things. Why not get your questions answered? Find out how much you can save. You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
China came out today and praised the United States for putting on hold a trade war with them over the importing and exporting of goods. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is heading to China to discuss trade once again this week. It sounds like the framework of a deal has been reached between the United States and China, and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross shares some of those details with us.
What we agreed was a framework for going forward that had a number of elements to it. It had some specific thoughts on specific products, which we'll be trying to flush out, and it covered lots of other things, the intellectual property, forced technology transfers, a whole gamut of things, but it's not a definitive agreement, it's a framework.
The numbers are in, and a lot of people got up early Saturday morning to watch the royal wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. 29.2 million of you, in fact, tuned in across 15 networks. NBC and Fox News won the ratings battle. Worth noting, NBC sent 10 people over to cover the wedding. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991.